WHYY is remembering the everyday people in our region who've been lost to the COVID-19 pandemic and what they meant to their families, friends, and communities. WHYY's Hemen Akandi tells us about Felnesha Adams, who spent her life bringing laughter into the lives of many.
Felnesha Adams wasn't a professional comedian, but from a very young age, she could make people laugh.
She was very funny. You know, she'd make you laugh, she'd tell jokes, and they always knew that when she was around, they were always going to have a good time.
That's Sonia Robinson, Felnesha's older sister. As the middle child, Felnesha's two sisters say she could bring a room to tears with spot-on impressions of family members. The 49-year-old Delaware County resident died last month from complications of COVID-19. Born in Orangeburg, South Carolina, Felnesha and her family moved between her place of birth and Florida. Felnesha loved to dance from an early age. She joined her high school drill team, and her sisters remember how she memorized every head snap and spin to Janet Jackson's 1986 song Control.
If we're in the middle of a conversation and one of her favorite songs come on, she'd just get up and start dancing, you know? And she really thought she could, you know, she was one of the better dancers in the family.
Felnesha's passion for people, as her sisters call it, took her to Bethune-Cookman University in Florida to study hotel management. The love she had for her big sister, Sonia, plus a desire to move to the big city, brought Felnesha to the Philly region in the summer of 1990. Felnesha took an environmental services job at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where her sisters say she worked for about 25 years. When she wasn't doting on her now 10-year-old daughter, Sonia says Felnesha loved to go on road trips with her sisters.
So, you know, we laugh, we talk, just to make the time go by. It was a fun type of person, just made the ride very enjoyable.
Shanie Adams-Nicholas, the youngest sister, says Felnesha didn't have to go far. She was just as happy with a weekend getaway to Ocean City, Maryland, as she was with a trip to Florida, so long as her sisters were with her and she could drive while looking fashionable.
From her glasses to her shoes, everything would match. So if she had on leopard print, she also had on like leopard print glasses too.
While in the hospital, Shanice says her sister looked forward to getting back on the road. And as usual, Felnesha squeezed in some jokes when Shani sent her a photo of their mother holding a baby, looking startled by the flash of the camera.
She said, "I look real tired in that picture." But she was a baby at the time, so we laughed about it.
Hemen Akandi, WHYY News.